Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Now, many will take this passage in Matthew 24 and Mark 13, where Jesus says that no one knows the day or the hour, only the Father knows, and they'll try to say that Jesus must not be God because here is something he does not know. And I understand that many people will take this and try to say that in his humanity he did not know something, but in his divinity he did. When the simpler understanding and simpler reading would be to see this as it is a Jewish idiom to say to always be ready. A son would have to be ready because he never knows when his father, when he's getting married, would tell him to go get his bride, and he would have no time to prepare, so he has to always be prepared. If you look at the context of Matthew 24 and Mark 13, you end up seeing that the context makes it clear that Jesus is telling them to be on guard, to be ready, to keep awake, as it says in Mark 13:33. The argument that he is saying is as they ask, when is the day? When are these things going to happen? When is the coming of the Lord? And instead of saying, oh, it's going to be on this day, which Jesus knows is still far 2,000 years in the future at least, he's saying to them, it's not for you to know. You should be ready, for it could come today. This is exactly what would happen in a father telling his son, go get your bride. He'd have to go get his best man and say, go quickly, and they'd rush ahead, and the bride wouldn't have a chance to prepare. They had to be always prepared. It was the anticipation, and we as Christians should be anticipating the Lord's coming.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.